3 minutes listening to the shit they was talking, I stripped that goddamn average jacket off and left it in the pool hall for the average motherfucker who could wear it. I ain't thought about anything average since I graduated high school, where I was an average student. After using that initial game I learned or overheard in the fucking pool hall, I called a bitch and got the pimping. And damn, I was anything but average. So here I am today. I can't stand average worth a fuck and refuse to fuck with niggas who, male or female, want to be average. That's why I run with one or two niggas, because the rest of the motherfuckers are too close to being and remaining average for the rest of their motherfucking lives. That brings me to my nigga Tay. This nigga come up here, had a fine bitch waiting on him, and he gets here and damn near nothing goes as planned. So I asked him, if nigga, you got a new boo? And the nigga say, man, nigga, today anything could be your boo. Shit, I gotta see where that bitch is really coming from. But is she cool and a bitch I can see fucking with? Yeah. Now that shit was dope. Another point. If God does bless you, young people, to get into your 60s or 70s and older, just remember your pimp friend Rosebud told you this. Look back and try to remember when you was 14 or 15. And when you do, remember the people you was running with, male and female. Now, once you've done that, see if those aren't the most important people in the world to you. Even your enemies, the bully, the girl that got away, all of them are important to your very being. Those were the motherfuckers who, during those times that you was becoming you, and each and every one of them had a little to do with forming who the fuck you are.